in the RNIB library now, you can join a troupe of professional actors for a madcap audio adventure based on the popular role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons. Recorded at live shows in London and featuring randomised character names and improvisation, It's Your Role, R-O-L-E, is a funny, fantastical introduction to D&D. Two introductory episodes are available in the library right now, which introduce the characters you'll be hearing in the series. Episode 1 is called Enter the Tiger. Episode 2 is called Wood from the Trees. Here's how they're introduced.
Hello, and welcome to Session Zero, the first ever of It's Your Role, the Improvised D&D Adventure.
Ooh.
With me, Elliot Reeves-Giblin, your Dungeon Master.
And me, Max Jukes, who will be playing Sun Lao Hun in the show.
So, just before we do our little old soiree, our little old show at Riverside Studios, and we're in London, we thought it'd be good for you guys to get to know the characters a bit. So we'll be having a little short half an hour adventure with each of the player characters, kind of telling you what they're about, where they've been, where they're going, and what they want, really. Does that sound good to you, Max?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Fantastic.
Joining me is Elliot Reeves-Giblin, one of the performers and co-creator of It's Your Role, to tell me more. How are you today?
I'm very well, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about It's Your Role.
Yeah, so basically, I'm obviously mates with a bunch of actors. We love Dungeons & Dragons. We've been playing it for ages. And we just thought, well, wouldn't it be good if we kind of brought an audience along with us on this?
Oh. I'll jump down with a little backflip off of the pagoda to land, sort of like hero landing, three-point landing.
Unbelievable.
I'll put my flute away and I'll walk down to meet this person.
Fantastic. Well, as you do all of that, you very quickly bump into our first NPC, who is named... Friskeetha Romeo.
Friskeetha Romeo.
She's an older wood elf, with her hair tied back into quite a severe ponytail that is kept in place with a little wooden branch. A lot of wood elves, you know, they keep their youth for years, as they are wont to live for hundreds of years. Friskeetha is quite obviously one of the older wood elves in the monastery, considering that even for her youthful appearance, she has some wrinkles just to the side of her eyes, kind of just making those lovely blue and silvery eyes that she has. It just betrays the fact that she's seen some things.
So It's Your Role is like a live theatre experience. It's all improvised and it's really interactive, you know. We get audience members up on stage if they want to join in the adventure. We also have some of those classic kind of improv games that you might see if you ever went to any kind of improv shows, where we've got funny names out of a hat. We've got the audience sounding instruments to change the kind of the course of the story. So it's just kind of a really fun night out. We're kind of describing it to people as Lord of the Rings meets Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you ever remembered that show.
So you don't have to be into D&D to enjoy it.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, obviously, we are kind of encouraging people who like or have always wanted to play D&D to come along. There are most certainly aspects about the show that they'll get, but it's 100% kind of friendly to new people, whether they've always kind of, you know, been strafing around the idea of playing D&D, or just for people who want a fun night out. You know, it's not like we'll be talking in a very dense kind of technical language that they won't understand. It's all very nice and accessible and just a good laugh, to be honest.
You've kind of answered this, but all the other actors are into D&D then?
Yes. So it's basically just all my mates. We're all actors, improvisers and voiceover artists. Quite a few I've met when I've been working on video games. So we're all really into the doing the silly voices and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, so it'll be all of us on stage and then there'll be that audience member who gets to come up and join in the adventure with us.
But the reason we're talking today is the Live performances are being captured and available as a podcast in the RNIB library. How are you going about capturing the performance?
So we've got some really, really cool technical people working on this. We've got Max Jukes, who's our kind of our go-to technical guy, because I'm a bit rubbish with that kind of stuff. He's looked into some really state-of-the-art microphones that we're going to be using on stage that not only kind of cast our voices into the auditorium so the audience can hear us, but it also records directly for us to upload at a later date. We'll also be having really unique and kind of immersive soundscapes going on during the performance. Those two are going to be captured and put into the podcast as well. So when you're listening to this on the RNIB library, it's not just going to be the voices you'll be hearing, but hopefully you'll be hearing kind of immersive soundscapes. For example, if the adventure ends up going into, you know, a dark kind of primeval forest, then there'll be the sounds of very aggressive owls and wind going through the trees and that kind of thing.
Let's have a listen.
Ah, San Lao. So you're playing your instrument again?
Yes, I've been pondering about the world beyond.
I see. You should really get your head out of the clouds. Although here at the monastery we do encourage the esoteric arts of music playing and meditation, cleansing one's soul through those activities. And she kind of, from behind her, brings a big bucket filled with hot soapy water. We also encourage the cleaning of the temple floors as well.
Ah, yes, I thought there was probably something I was supposed to be doing.
We can't have you shirking your duties now.
No, I'm sorry, Master Romeo.
And I'll take up the bucket and sort of like gingerly start making my way towards the temple to go do my chores.
Just before you leave, can you give me an insight check?
Can indeed.
Now, we've just heard an example. How different is each show?
Honestly, it couldn't be more different. The show, or basically the story that will be taking place, the adventure that everyone will be going on, will be different every time. So there's a huge amount of replayability as an audience member coming to watch it. And there's also a huge level of replayability in terms of listening to the podcasts. So there'll be a different adventure every time. Our actors will also rotate as well. So there'll always be a new actor in every time with another one taking a night off. And also there'll also be a different audience member every time. So I think we found this already when we've been recording some things already. Is like one show can be a very kind of almost carry-on-esque kind of fantasy adventure, and another one can be quite a dramatic and epic kind of campaign. So honestly, they couldn't be more different, and I think that's kind of part of what makes it so exciting. Most of the adventures are kind of your classic knights in armor, swords, fighting dragons and dungeons, that kind of thing. However, we are looking, once we've kind of got a bit more established, doing themed adventures. You know, your sci-fi stuff, maybe your more themed evenings. We are looking, when it gets close to Christmas and we do a show around then, we are trying to kind of make it work in a kind of fantasy Christmas themed. We haven't quite figured out how that's going to look yet, but hopefully that should be good fun.
Now, as I said, the podcasts are available in the RNIB Talking Books Library, but if you want to find out more, or perhaps you're not a member of the library, where could you go?
So you can head over to our social media, which is at It's Your Role Show. We're available wherever you get your social media, and they'll also be on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts as well.
And we're not sure of the timings here, but if you want to go and see it live, will the dates be on your socials as well?
Yeah, it'll all be on there. So after that first show, we will be having subsequent shows every month. We are aiming for a nice Thursday, Friday or Saturday slot going into the new year. So hopefully we'll have numerous shows that people can come and see. And like I said, it's different every time, completely different vibe, actors, story. So just keep an eye on our socials when we announce those tickets.
Elliot Reeves-Giblin, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.